Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara today in Amud Beis brings a brisa, and the brisa tells us Tanu Rabbanon halfway down the Amud Barishayna Hayu Omrim Shloisha Kelim Nitalin B'Shabbos Mektoya Shel Nevela B'Zuama Listerin Shel Kedera B'Sakin Ketano Shel Gabi Shulchan. The Gemara says Chazal made a gzera, and when they were gozer the gzera to Aser Mukta, only three Kelim were allowed to be used. And these three kelim were kelim that were essential for different malachas that a person had to do, which were permitted on Shabbos. Now the question is, when did the Isser and the Gzeira of Mukta come down? If you look a little bit further down the Amah, towards the bottom, Amar Rab Chanina, B'yemei Nechemya, Ben Chachilaya, Nishnis Mishnezu. The Gemara brings Psukim in Sefer Nechemya, that in the days of Nechemya, Ben Chachilaya, Chazal were Gezer and Aser Mukta. However, if you remember way back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara already had and mentioned that there was an Isser Muktzah in the days of David HaMelech. And the Gemara discusses there, when David HaMelech passed away, it was Shabbos, and Chazal, the Chachamim, would not matir his son Shlomo HaMelech to be metaltal David HaMelech unless they used a kikar or a tinoik. So this question is asked by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and is also asked by the Vilna Goyin, and is also discussed in the Rishonim. And this is what they say, and based on what they say, there's a Yisoidis de Gemachloikis, and how to understand the Gzera of Muktzah. And perhaps there's two different Havanas, two different understandings, and two different applications to the Gzera of Muktzah. So first, the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya says, this that we find the Gzera of Muktzah in the days of Dovin and Shlomo, that's only by things that were not roy for shimush bechlal, and there was no hachana, there was no preparation to have them available to be used for shimush. For example, a mace, someone who dies on Shabbos, there's no hachana, it's not possible to prepare this muktzah to be used on Shabbos. In the days of Nechemi ben Chachilaya, there, they were gezer even on kelim that were roy for shimush, even on kelim that could be used on Shabbos. And as the Gemara relates, b'tchila, when Klal Yisrael were nichshal, they were being nichshal a lot in the malachas of Shabbos, Chazal aser tiltul on most kelim. Even kelim that were malachtan laheter, they only allowed three specific kelim. And as Klal Yisrael became better on heeding the malachas of Shabbos, when they saw that Klal Yisrael had a chizuk in Shemira Shabbos, it says hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru, and the Isser remained only on klisha malachta ila Isser, and the Gemara says, Machlekes amiroyim, whether it's even motor letzarech mekaymer, perhaps only letzarech gufay, and that's the Gemara you learn in Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It comes out that according to the Balatanya, there were two separate times that there were gezer mukta. One, there were gezer on things that are not muchan at all for shimush, like etzim and avanim, like a mace. And the second zera, there were gezer even on kelim that a person could prepare and are usable before Shabbos. That's what the Balatanya says. However, if you look in the Vilna Goyin, in Simin Reish Samach Vav, Sivkat and Gimel, in Yerideya, he says that there were two separate distinct gezeiros. There was a gezeira of Mukta and a gezeira of Tiltul Kelim. And he says that the Isser Tiltul of Klisha Malachta Ila Isser is nothing to do with Mukta, because it's Mukta to be Metaltel, a Klisha Malachta Ila Isser L'Tzarech Kufay and L'Tzarech Mekaymai. However, the Isser was Ke'en, he says, was like the Isser of being metaltel a kli, which is even malachta leheter, without any tzarich, without any purpose at all. Which is a gzera bifnei atzma. It's a standalone gzera that Chazal will gezer to aser tiltel kelim, even when it's prepared and ready to use for Shabbos. And a person has no reason to be mekatza, to set aside these kelim from using them at all. And that's what the Goyin says, that there's a nafkemina between the gzera of Mukta and the gzera of Tiltul Kelim. He says, for example, if someone takes a klisha malachta le'isser, which he has a heter to move, l'tzarech gufay, l'tzarech mekaymai, Chazal will matter it to take it wherever you want. Meaning, even after you finished using it. Or, he removed it from the place, he needed the spot, so he's allowed to move this chefetz, the klisha malachta le'isser, from this place. He can do whatever he wants with it. However, something which is usser, mitam, the gzera of Tiltul Kelim, so then, even in a hechatimtza, where he took it beheter, he cannot continue being metaltel it once he's done with whatever he needs to use it for. And that will be an afkamina la halacha between the way the Vilna Gaon understands the original Gezeira and the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav understands the original Gezeira. Have a wonderful day.